the lake there. I remember that lake before.
So did you go back, when you were a kid, did you go back and visit Eagle Harbor with your parents?
No, I didn't, but I stopped there a lot of times when I was fishing in the Sultry Cove.
Sultry you went across.
Cove is right across it, and we stopped there almost every time, and we'd go up and see that the church was still standing up before the World War II. But they start shooting it against them B-40s fighters and burn
it. Use it for target practice.
Yeah. And my dad's brother in Akenti, he had a robbery there for using it for trapping.
He kept it there for quite a long time, huh?
Yeah, we hunt there, you know, and we had one further in. We had a little cabin. And we stopped there on the way to our, what do you call, hunting cabin.
Was that a pretty good place for hunting, even when you
were young man? Oh, yeah, that was a nice place, and the lake was still there. You know, these big tides, and after the tidal wave, I think most of it washed off. But before
that, did they have trout in there and stuff like that, or?
I don't know if they had any trout or not, but there was trout in the creek, you know, there's a pretty good-sized creek there. But now it's all gone.
That tidal wave really changed that, so
yeah,
you can see what
it's like.
Yeah,
I think the tidal wave, or before the tidal wave, that beach was washing off pretty fast from that surge, you know. Not there, and I spent quite a, I don't know, we got stuck there about a week one time when we were coming home from hunting camp.
So tell me your dad's name again.
Alexander.
He was Alexander Inga.
Yeah.
And your mom was Fedosia.
Petrochin.
What kind of stories did they tell about both life when they were in Eagle Harbor and why they decided to leave?
Well, they left on kind of that Pete Petrochin. When he started drinking, you know, he scared the people.
Kind of an outlaw, you said.
Yeah, well, you know, he was really bad. And some of them moved to Woody Island, and most of them moved here, I guess. That's all I hear that happened. He stayed there long after. I remember he was still there when I was about 9 or 10 or 8.
Did you ever meet him up there?
He used to come here quite often.
Oh, did he?
From Eagle Harbor to here.
Did he come to get supplies or?
Yeah, probably, yeah. And I remember once, he had a little boat. I don't know how big it was, 16 footer. There's a little boat all covered up, you know, 16 or 20 footer, something like that. And he traveled all the way to Olga Bay. And that goes for one, we used to go there summertime. My mom used to work in a cannery, and my father used to fish there, and he would come all the way down from Eagle Harbor.
Did he have a little kicker for it?
No, he had a little engine. Not a kicker. I don't know what kind of engine he got, probably a McLaughlin or something. But he traveled all the way. That's pretty far for a small boat. And I really don't know what happened to him there. They say he drowned it. After one day his son came out all by himself. Said he fell off the boat.
Did his son stay up there with him?
Yeah. His son's name was Ilya.
Ilya?
Yeah, Ilya. He died in the jail, I think. He was in the jail when he died.
So his son moved down to Old Harbor after?
No, Woody Island, I think.
Oh, Woody.
Because he didn't move. Well, he stayed here for a while and then he moved. who were the others, because she had relatives there too. My brother's, my mom's brother moved to Woody Island. His name was Pete Kahutak.
Yeah, did he move back here to Old Harbor?
Yeah, he moved back to Old Harbor.
Uh-huh.
In probably early 40s or late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moved to Woody Island. Well, my dad said it was a good place for hunting too, you know. Eagle Harbor, he used to go out a lot and trap there. And one time he said he was walking along the beach, there was this, you know, the hills are pretty steep there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of snow, he almost caught that owl.
All the snow coming down?
Yeah, he got covered up a little, but he wasn't in, right in the middle of it.
That was just behind the village, though? It
yeah.
Didn't come into the village?
Yeah, coming along the beach.
Uh-huh.
There's steep hills there.
Was it good fishing there? Do you remember him talking about that?
Yeah, I think, well, them days used to be a lot of fish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not like now. Every year used to be a lot of fish.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a good place to live there, because there was a creek right there, close by. And,
mm-hmm.
And, sea lines not long far, but hour and a half run from the, right in a cape there.
Mm-hmm. Cape Uzek?
So, yeah. So you stay. It was a good, nice place to stay. You know, it must have been nice because there's a nice lake right in front of the houses. The kids stayed there all day, especially that one little guy there. His name was, we used to call him Rastus. His real name was Dmitri Akuyak.
Uh-huh.
My dad said he's the one that used to spend all day. And I remember he was a good swimmer. He used to swim right out here, right across the bay.
Oh, really? Right across the straits here?
Yeah, right across he used to swim.
Wow.
Because he spent all these summer times, I guess, in that lake.
Uh-huh.
And later on, you know, he was hard of hearing, but diving too much again.
Hmm.
Good diver, too. Yeah, the people that were there, you know, like when I was fishing, you know, first start fishing, I had him for a crew, you know, and mm-hmm. he used to like to stop there.
Uh-huh, look around.
And look around. And I bet there's a lot of stuff that there that you could find, mm-hmm. you know.
When people left there, did they move it? They move everything from their household, or did they leave real suddenly?
I wouldn't know that.
You don't know?
They probably did again. And I don't know how they moved. Must have been in the skiffs. Or them days, they didn't have no kickers. They had to row.
Yeah.
They had to row. Because when we used to go hunting, we used to go past that Eagle Harbor,
mm-hmm.
where they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we used to go there 2 days, you know, stop on the way, and we had only 3 horsepower kicker and that.
Oh God, this thing stopped working, what's wrong?
It don't work?
It stopped for some reason, I don't know what
happened. You let me talk for nothing.
No, it's. I guess it's still going. I don't know if it was just going slowly, I didn't notice it or what. It's okay.
Yeah, my dad told me too about that Pete Petrochin. He got in trouble one time and they took him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he escaped from the jail and went
Did
to
they
Eagle
have
Harbor.
Oh, so they had him in jail in Kodiak?
Yeah, they had him in jail and I don't know how he escaped and walked over to Salt Creek Cove and somebody took him across to Eagle Harbor. And
uh-huh.
And one day they heard that Marshall was coming after him.
Uh-huh.
And when he seen that boat, because you could see the boat coming way out by Yuga Gaya. Well, he took a gun and went up the hill and waited there. And the people told him where he was. And Marshal Armstrong, he started climbing up. And he said that he had his rifle aimed right at him, but he didn't pull the trigger.
So did the marshal catch him?
Oh yeah, he gave up. I mean, you know, He turned himself without any trouble. But he told one of the guys, John Shy, I guess he was telling one day. He was telling him that he had him on his sight, but didn't pull the trigger.
Did he ever actually hurt anybody?
No, he didn't hurt anybody, but he was really, you know, he never hurt anybody, but, you know, I guess the people were really scared of him.
Uh-huh.
He was a big guy.
Uh-huh.
He was a big guy, tall as Larry, I guess,
uh-huh.
You know, pretty good sized guy.
So if he really wanted to hurt someone,
he could. He was rowdy, because I seen him when he come to Old Harbor too, you know. I guess people didn't really welcome him when he come. He didn't want to move again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't have really much to say about Eagle Harbor.
But that's mostly what you heard, that people left because of him, and
yeah,
that was the main reason.
That was the main reason.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, maybe the people would have been still there, you know.
Yeah. And he stayed there long enough that people didn't want to go back, huh?
Yeah, he stayed there because I started coming through, you know. I seen him for the good time. He used to come quite a bit. From Eagle Harbor on his little boat with his son.
How, you said you were 10 years old, you think, the last time you saw him, or how old do you think you were?
Probably around there.
Uh-huh.
Probably around there when I...
So that would have been around 1934 or somewhere in
something,
there?
Something like that. Maybe. I don't know what year he died, but...
Mm-hmm.
I could have been younger, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. Maybe seven or eight or something like that.
Well, that's helpful. It's good to see what different people's perspectives are, because
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody has a different angle on the story from what they heard and what gossip, and what if it was their parents or somebody else, and how old the people were when they remembered it.
Yeah. Well, I really don't remember who else stayed there, but I know my mom and his brother. The one that moved to Woody Island, I really don't know who else was there, moved from there, so I wouldn't know. My dad never, he wasn't around very long that, you know, to tell me everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why Pete Hutak chose to go to Woody Island?
I don't know. I guess there was more than him that moved to, I don't know why, to be closer to Kodiak, probably. Because he lived there. I don't remember when he moved, but he moved here probably, like I said, the early 40s or late 30s, because I remember that time the war broke out, me and my dad and my brother, we were in past Eagle Harbor, and he was in Sultry Cove, in Cahuta. And we didn't know the war broke out.
Oh.
We never know. One day we were wondering how come boats start coming around and anchored up, and the patrol boats must have been, you know, smaller boats from Kodiak they hired. And one day we came home, and there was a couple of boats behind us, and they came right straight for us. Right straight for us, and they had their gun ready. We were wondering what was wrong.
Wow.
My dad just waved at them, and they passed us by. And they, my uncle, he had a little boat all covered up, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that was really went close to him. But they passed us by, and we got here, and we know why they were doing that. There were soldiers on the deck,
uh-huh,
ready with their guns, and it was kind of weird because we didn't know the war broke out, mm-hmm, until we got here.
And then what, you said you saw Pikahutak in Saltery, what was he doing there?
Trapping.
He was trapping.
Trapping fox.
So he brought you the word about the war?
No, we didn't know until we got here.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know, because we couldn't stop, but the boats kept caught up with us. It was pretty lumpy, you know,
mm-hmm,
for them to come real close to us, so mm-hmm, they just passed us by. So we didn't know nothing about the war until we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been around 15th or December 15th. Or it was before Christmas anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the war started December 7th.
Hmm. So did Pete at that time still go back from Woody to Eagle Harbor to do trapping, or just Saltery?
No, he didn't go to hunt there when he was in Woody Island. After
just where he
got here.
Uh-huh.
After he moved here. Because we
okay.
never used to travel alone, you know, not
uh-huh.
one skip alone. Unless you have
just for
to,
safety,
yeah,
go together.
Yeah, for safety. Unless you have to,
mm-hmm,
on your way home, then you could travel. But
mm-hmm,
it was better to travel together.
Sure.
I went there. I don't know how many times before I got in the army. But after the war, After the war, we never did go back to Eagle Harbor. We never go back
mm-hmm.
there again.
Mm-hmm. Were there any houses, when you were a kid, do you remember there were still any houses or buildings left besides that church?
No. There was one barabbery there.
What kind of houses, did people live in frame houses or barabras? Or?
I wouldn't know. Some of them in barabras, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them in barabras, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Most of them.
So it's still pretty old-fashioned village.
Yeah, it was really old-fashioned. And, when I came to here, there was only one guy living in Barabri. His name was Ivan. Ivan. Oh, I forgot his last name. He was the only one that lived in Barabra.
He was an old timer?
Yeah, he was an old timer.
Uh-huh.
Until he burned down. I mean, Barabra burned down. That was the last of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a few left for, they used them for a shed, you know.
Uh-huh. A root cellar or something,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. Because I remember we had one.
Uh-huh.
And we had a banya in there, too.
Oh, yeah? That would make a good banya, huh?
Yeah. Out of grass and mud.
Uh-huh.
Pretty hot. And it was altogether different then, you know. They used to build a fire, cut woods like that, and pile them up like that way high.
Crossed on top of each other.
And there, yeah. Put rocks and then light it up.
Uh-huh.
Rocks get red hot. All the ones that are really red hot, you put them in the water, in the tub.
So the fire was built right inside the Brava, and
yeah.
then once the fire was out, then you went in?
Yeah.
Did you wait till all the smoke was gone?
Yeah, well, the fire had to go out, but then the red hot ones, they put them. Make the water hot,
mm-hmm.
real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them, they are not red hot, you know, they put them in a corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps crashing it, and mm-hmm. find it lasts a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long mm-hmm. time.
Well, I guess I should let you get your banya ready.
Yeah.